two queer women connect on a dating app, start a podcast, fall in love, and take off on a mind-blowing adventure. Where they end, no one knows. With a half-assed plan and a whole lot of love, what could go wrong? Especially when it feels so right. Welcome to No One Wants My Cookies, Season 2.
Well, hello there, cookie fans.
Hey, babe.
Hey, how are you?
You
look a little stressed.
I am not okay. Actually, considering today's event, I think I am more sane and stable than I currently thought. How are you?
I'm coming down from an emotional roller coaster. I am really proud of how we handled today, but that was a lot. Like, I'm gonna sleep tonight, but that's thanks to you, actually.
Yeah, so let's tell our fans what we experienced today.
And it really wasn't just today. It's been going on for a few days, but today it just like hit ahead. It was the most we could take.
We have roaches.
We have cockroaches, people.
So a few days ago, Brooke spots one in the middle of the night in the bathroom, but she wasn't quite sure because it happened so fast and she flushed it down the toilet. And she knew that I have had this fear. I don't like bugs in general, but cockroaches are my ultimate number one enemy due to some PTSD I have from college. Shout out to my former college roommates. They remember that. But she knows that I fear cockroaches major. And so I got up in that morning. She's just like, you could tell she's really taking it easy on me. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then finally she's like, okay, I need you to sit down. I need to tell you something. And it was so freaking weird. I knew that you were going to tell me that we had roaches or you saw a roach. I knew, like, it was the weirdest thing because you were being so fragile with me. I think you went and like got me Starbucks too. Was that same day?
Yeah, no, it was. It was that morning. Well, yeah. I mean, the first clue was probably because you woke up and I wasn't in bed, you know, and like normally like I'm cuddling, kissing you, we're in, but you know, whatever, unless it's like a work day. It was a weekend. It was a Friday night that this happened first. And I got up and I went to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And then I just like see this black thing running across the floor. And I, first of all, just can't believe it. I'm like, no way is this happening. And probably the first thing that went through my mind was Tanya is going to burn this apartment building to the ground. So mm-hmm. I grabbed the Febreze bottle. I hit it. Didn't get it the first time. It scurried away a little bit. Meanwhile, I am in midstream pee, right? I am sitting on the toilet. So I explained this later when I was telling you this story, but like there were a few dribbles because I had to get up off the toilet and smash it with this Febreze bottle. And then I grab the tissue and I crunch it and I throw it down the toilet. Mm-hmm. And I don't sleep at all after that. Actually, that's not true. I did fall asleep for a little bit and had a dream about cockroaches. So where your story starts is after all of that has happened, I haven't slept hardly at all. I'm out on the couch, like probably red-eyed and just like, babe, we need to talk. I need you to sit down.
So I'm like, okay, like I'm trying to like not freak out. Like what immediately runs through my mind is how are we gonna pack all of our stuff and get it back to Oregon? Like that's the first thing that ran through my mind, but I'm trying to like talk myself out of it. And I'm like, okay, well, what did it look like? And you said black. And I'm like, well, are you sure it wasn't like a beetle, part of the beetle family? Like, are you sure it was a cockroaches? Because cockroaches are brown. And you're like, well, maybe it was a beetle. And you go, but I cannot look online. So I was like, okay, I'll look. So I pulled up a couple different bugs to Southern Oregon, Southern California. I'm like, was it this? And both of us were like, no, we can't do this. So I reached out to...
Which, can we just stop for a second? You weren't the only one, because of course I told this story to, like, Sarah, you know, I was like, the whole story. And her first question, too, was, what does it look like? Okay, I don't know. I was freaking the fuck out. It was the middle of the night, like, and it was just a thing. And I just kept thinking to myself, like, what did you guys, like, I should not be picking anybody out of a lineup ever, because I have no idea what it looked like. It could have been bigger, smaller, black or brown. It could have, like, had 15 heads. Like, it was terrifying. And no, I didn't take a fucking picture of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Sarah and I both asked you, like, next time take a picture.
Well, fuck off. What am I going to do?
Which is funny, because I wouldn't have definitely been like, oh, where's my phone? And I'd also like to say how, like, amazed I was that you let me sleep, because if it was the other way around, and Christy could testify to this, you wouldn't have been sleeping, because one time Christy and I were in Hawaii and we were staying at a hostel, and I got up to use the bathroom and there was a giant roach in the bathroom, and so I made her shoo it away. I go to the bathroom again. There's another one. Then there's another one.
Ew!
And these roaches were in Kauai. They were freaking huge.
Gross.
So the lights are on in our room, and I'm like, Christy, like, I am crying. I'm freaking out. It was so bad. Yeah, I wouldn't let her sleep. She had to stay awake with me, and we sat on the bed waiting for sunrise so we can check out. But it was so bad. I was freaking out so bad that she called her mom. And she was like, hey, mom, can we use your credit card to go stay at a resort? Because we had only budgeted, I think it was 2 days at a resort, 5 days at a hostel. So we didn't budget. Oh, and so,
and this was at the resort?
This was at the hostel.
Okay, that checks so, out.
So she calls her mom. She's like, mom, I need you to call this resort that... we already knew where we were going to stay at and stuff, and put it on your credit card because Tanya is freaking out. Oh, and I couldn't pee, and so I peed in grocery bags inside the room.
Oh.
That's how, like, terrified I was.
Wait, I have a couple questions. One, plastic, right?
Yeah, like grocery plastic bags.
Was it double-lined or single-lined?
Oh, maybe even quadruple-lined.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I put a whole bunch of them together because they don't, like, really hold liquids.
They held nothing.
But yeah. That's how terrified I was. And so when her mom said... yeah, go ahead. That's fine. We called the resort and we're like, we're staying. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning at this point, and or 4 o'clock in the morning. And we're like, we're staying at this hostel. It has cockroaches. And the guy was like, come here now. No big deal. You know, check in was like, you know, 12 hours from then. But he's like, come here now. Don't worry about it. So I tied up my pee bag and got my luggage. And I was so terrified. I couldn't even open my eyes to walk out of the hostel. Christy had to hold my hand and drag me all the way to the rental car because I'm so terrified of bugs. I can't even look. And when we got in the car, you know, we threw my pee away, whatever. This is so okay. Weird. I'm carrying around a sack of pee. So, this is fun. And so we get in the car and she's like, well, you're okay now. I'm glad you had your eyes closed. And I was like, yeah, why is that? And she said that there was like three of them on the wall in the hall.
No!
But she didn't say anything. And they were like, I'm holding my fingers up to show Brooke, but they're probably 3 inches. I mean, these cockroaches, they were like jungle roaches.
No!
So oh it's just like, God. It's this deep fear. Like, my nightmare is having a house infested with bugs, especially cockroaches, or dying in an earthquake. Like, those are my two biggest fears. And so...
yeah, if you would have found it in the middle of the
you
night...
you wouldn't have been sleeping. I've been
Oh, my God. I wouldn't have slept for a week.
We are going to... actually, one time I was in New York, and a cockroach legit walked through the front door, under the front door. I was staying in Brooklyn, and I was like, peace, we are out. And I went to a hotel. Like, I can't do bugs.
Well, Erin, my friend Erin, who we've talked to before, her and I were in, I forget where we were. Anyway, we were
New Orleans.
No, it wasn't New Orleans.
Nashville. You told me
Nashville.
The story.
Yes. We were in Nashville, and we had already had a very hard experience getting to Nashville because we had started out in Portland. We were both single, and we were partying. Anyway, needless to say, we ended up parting ways from each other during the night. Wink. You get it?
You're getting laid?
And then one of us slept in too late, and one of us, me, actually did end up going to the airport. Because actually what happened is we were at this bar.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm going to go hook up with this. It was like an ex, whatever. Uh-huh. Friends with benefits. But I had the Uber driver swing by my house first to get my suitcase to go to Nashville. And I literally show up for a booty call with the suitcase.
Moving in.
And then wake up early this morning, put my clothes on. Anyway, this is such a long story. But we're in Nashville, and there was a cockroach in the bathroom on my toothbrush.
And who found it? You or Aaron?
I think Aaron might have found it, but together with our powers combined, we killed that fucking thing with it was oven cleaner or something. But I didn't sleep at all after that. Like, there's just no sleep. Like, and I think that's the biggest problem with what happened is that we are both equally dramatic when it comes to bugs.
Oh yeah, we're like screaming the whole top of our lungs.
Yes. But that was the queens. First one we saw.
Yeah. So
that was Friday night.
I talked to my friend Alicia. I talked to my best friend's mom. She lives in San Diego. Just to kind of get the feel, like, here's what Brooke said it looked like. How much of a concern, you know, I'm evaluating.
Yeah.
How bad is this situation going to be? So.
Which everybody tells you, oh, you see a cockroach? Trust. It's not just one.
Yeah. They
don't come in singles.
And they come as like families, and then they like breed super fast.
Oh my god, it's so gross.
But anyway, Aaron's mom said, "Are you sure it wasn't a water bug?"
No, I'm not sure.
Put all your animal water dishes away at night. No, I know it's a pain in the ass, but
it'll do the trick.
You know, these are common bugs in Southern California. Blah, blah, blah. If it's the little ones, little cockroaches, you have a problem. I talked to Brooke, and she's like, no, it was...
Well, I thank God I had the Febreze bottle to measure, you know, because I was like, when I crunched it, it wasn't like half the bug was spilling out. Like, it was smaller than the diameter of the Febreze bottle.
But not small, small.
But not small, small.
Not like cockroaches.
Oh, my gosh. She literally has eyes like, right now. She's like, we have talked about this. Don't change your story now.
Wait a second. So, and then Alicia was like, you know, you're so, where you're located, like, you're bound to have something wander in. I'm sure it's fine.
One off. Totally convinced us it was a one off thing, which also, like, never fucking happens.
Right. Oh, but then also you talked to Sarah, and Sarah's like, are you sure it's a cockroach? Because you found it in the bathroom, not the kitchen.
Yeah, she's like, that's suspicious.
So, you know, we talked about it, and, you know, we're like...
Also, I do think Sarah might have just said that to me to make me feel better, because I did tell her that I cried when... which, that morning you found me, mage cry fest.
Yeah, yeah, it was bad.
I was like... why universe? Yeah. Why do you do this to us? Yeah. Like, I was like,
we're good people. Yeah. So we didn't, we were on the fence about it until today.
Until today.
Until today. I opened the dishwasher.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think I was about to make a salad.
Oh, you had just started, you had made what smelled to be the most delicious chicken parm.
Yeah, and I was making a salad to go with it.
Oh.
So I was looking for my favorite salad tongs so I can toss your salad.
Yeah, girl.
I see something out of the corner of my eye drop real quick, and I could hear it hit.
Like a ding.
I can hear it. And I'm like, whoa. You're sitting at your desk. You're like, what's up? And I go, I just saw a bug in here. And I wait for it.
Yeah, oh my god, I get the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it!
And there it was, a fucking cockroach.
You said, it's a bug, and then you're like, it's a cockroach. And then I, like, run over just as I see it, like, slip into the tiniest seam ever in the dishwasher. And then we fully lose our shit. Yeah, first of all, I had a meeting to go to. I didn't tell you this. And I just like messaged them and I said, dealing with a fire drill. And like, that was it. Like, I had to skip that. I mean, there's just no way.
Oh my God. I walked to the living room. I'm pacing back and forth and I'm like, this can't be happening. This
tears
can't be
are welling up in her eyes.
And she gets up from her desk and I just make eye contact with you. And I'm like, this is my worst nightmare. And I just start crying.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know, mine too. Yeah.
And I pick up my phone and I go to hotels.com and I'm like, okay, how many nights do we need? You know, I'm like, okay. And then I think we settled down a little bit. I was thinking about this like a few minutes ago, a little bit ago anyway, because it's only happened like an hour and a half ago. But I do think that even though we're both like so dramatic when it comes to this stuff, it also makes me feel better that you're having that reaction because I don't feel like a crazy person. And I think it actually brings us down.
Exactly. Because like you, when somebody is like, why are you scared of this bug? It's like,
that's dumb. It's just a bug.
And then it's just like adds fuel to the fire. Like, yeah, I am a loser. Like, yeah, I shouldn't be scared of bugs. Like,
or why aren't you scared of bugs? You're the problem.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, that validating feeling is nice. So we actually coincidentally had a maintenance request in from days ago about we thought our dishwasher might not be working correctly.
Because the dishes weren't clean.
So Brooke calls the apartment complex and she's like, not only is it still not working, a roach just crawled out of it. You need to escalate this immediately.
Yeah. Then I called back later and I asked him to escalate again because I looked deep in your eyes and I said, babe, what do we want to happen here? I was like, do we want them to bug bomb the place? Do we want them to burn the place to the ground? Do we want them to relocate? Like, what do we want from these people? And it was like,
we wanted professionals to come in is what we both agreed on. But in the meantime, with the apartment complex not calling us back, we called our own pest control. And that guy kind of talked us off the ledge. He was like, it's probably a water roach.
Yeah.
Which
is it as big as your thumb? Is it not as big as your thumb?
Yeah. If it's, you know, in your bathroom and in your dishwasher, it's probably looking for water. The other ones will be in your food and in your garbage, and they're smaller and they're brown. And if it's kind of a dark brown or black, then it's this water roach, whatever. And he's like kind of talking us off the ledge and he's like, go get some gel. I'd love to take money from you, but really your apartment complex is going to, he knew the apartment complex. He's like, they're going to take care of it. If you really want to do something today, go get the gel. So we went and got the gel
and
Raid spray
and the spray.
Yeah. Just in case. So maintenance comes knocking on our door. Our favorite maintenance man.
Love this guy.
And he was like, we thought that we were being ignored, but I guess he came here yesterday and we weren't home. So I do believe him. He's our favorite.
He's super nice.
So he opens the dishwasher. We both are like,
I screamed.
Like, why are you opening
it? I screamed and I grabbed the Swiffer because I was going to kill any bug that
came out. We were convinced that the whole family was going to come out.
The extended family was behind that dishwasher.
Yeah.
In my mind, he was going to pull the dishwasher out and like a dozen of them were going to come out. And I was going to be like whack-a-mole with that fucking Swiffer.
And I'm standing in the living room. I can't even go near the kitchen. And he's like, no, there's no one here. And ends up that we just had the dishwasher too full because that's why it wasn't working correctly. But we asked him to pull it out. Like we know we're not freaking dealing with this. So he pulls it out. It ends up that there was a loose hose.
Always a loose hose.
Creating moisture, which was attracting these water bugs, water roaches, whatever. So we got it all fixed up. He sprayed behind there.
He's such a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
I was like, will you please spray back there while you have the dishwasher out?
But the whole time he was here, which was a little over an hour, he swears he did not see one cockroach.
Yeah.
And he explained it to us as well. So now like the fourth person has said, the little ones get in your food and they're like, if you have a mess, he's like, the ones you're talking about,
yeah, they're like bigger, like beetles almost.
Well, it's still still a cockroach. Well, I think they're probably related to each other, but it's not like, I'm looking it up, I'm gonna Google it.
I thought she was just about to like check her Facebook in the middle of something.
I'm going to Google it. But
I think we're going to be okay. It was a harrowing experience. I wouldn't wish it upon anybody, to be honest. But I think we handled it okay. I think we're going to come out of this stronger. Ew. Don't look at cockroach photos.
This is really hard for
Babe,
me.
Gross. Don't do that.
I'm trying to work through. This is, you know, some kind of therapy.
It's called Wikipedia therapy. Oh, no.
I think this is.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
That's not the right one.
Okay. Well,
anyway, they think we've gotten a couple opinions that think we do not have an infestation.
Thank God. I don't think I could do an infestation.
Get me the fuck out of here. Going back home. Maybe not to Portland, but I'm going back home.
I'm surprised how calm you are. Like, you were like, Brooke, are you going to be okay? And like, you were very calm after a few professionals told you that it wasn't going to be a big problem. So, well, I mean, I really did think I was like scanning around the room, like, how many moving boxes do I need to get for all this stuff?
Yeah. I think it's because you're so freaked out that it's like, I want to be there for you. So I'm like trying really hard to not freak out, but also, I do genuinely feel okay about it. Because I've had the little ones before.
Yeah.
So, where this fear all started from, before Hawaii, before New York, where I've seen these giant roaches, in college on Corvallis, my apartment had a small cockroach infestation, the kind that, oh God, I have such a hard time talking about this. They get in your cupboards. Anyway, it was so bad. The apartment complex kept coming. We were moving the stove, moving the fridge. Like, they came so many times, they couldn't get rid of them. They were blaming the neighbors next door to us, saying that they were so messy. I don't know what was true. But anyway, it got to be so bad that we got 6 weeks free rent because they couldn't get rid of them. And
you
it was
give me, like, 5 years of free rent. I would not want to live in that.
Yeah, it was just, like, something that I was like, you know, I can't live like this anymore. You know, I'm only 19 years old, and, you know, you go to cook something and open the silverware drawer. And
no.
Oh, yeah. It was so awful. And I lost sleep at night. I don't know how my roommates did it. maybe they just blocked it out or they were too drunk. Like, I don't know. I should ask.
I just think people handle it differently. We're like out of a 1 to 7, you know, range of like freak outedness when it comes to bugs. Like, you and I, now for me, it's not every kind of bug. Like, I'm the spider killer around here for sure. But if it's a cockroach, for me, the faster they move, the scarier they are. And that, like, that 1 to 7 scale is like directly related to the speed of the bug.
It's speed, and it's also uncertainty. Like, a spider, you could look at a surface and be like, there's not a spider here, because you would find a web, or you would actually see the fucking spider. You don't, like, these fucking cockroaches, you don't know where they are. And I mean, so obviously you see one, and if you see one, there's more than one usually. But yeah, you could look at your closet and open it up and be like, there's no bugs here,
right?
But really,
they're hiding in the walls
or in your, like, pasta box or something.
Gross. Anyway, that's not what's happening here. I gelled the fuck out of this place. Every crevice has been gelled.
But that was a conversation too. I was like, wait a second. Are we going to attract more?
Yeah. Right.
By leaving this bait out? Because no thanks. Like, no. Keep them outside.
We would double down on this. We did the spray, we have the thing, and we're having a professional come out and take care of it. So hopefully we won't see one again. I mean, if we do, pray for us.
It's It's gonna unfortunately like probably happen. Not to sound like a pessimist.
No, what?
But what I mean, it's something that like living in this area of California.
Yeah,
it's something that we're gonna have to get used to.
I mean, we basically live in a marsh.
Yeah,
like we live by an estuary where it's like it is watery land. I mean, there are signs everywhere that are like, watch out for the rattlesnakes. Like. It's not just rattlesnakes out there. I mean, we literally live in the most susceptible place ever. At very Southern California. Am I helping?
Yeah.
You just got well, this scary look on your it's face.
It's also bugs. It's also beetle season. So we have these...
Beetles.
Outside we have these inch and a half long flying beetles.
Beautiful.
They're beautiful, but they're really horrible at flying. They're like drunk drivers.
They are. I think they might be, maybe they're blind, like legitimately.
Like they fly at you. Anyway.
And they're loud.
So earlier today I'm crying and I'm like, I just feel like I can't go outside or inside. Like there's bugs everywhere.
Yeah.
And then the pest control guy said, you know, you're in, what'd he say? It's like.
The Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl of bug season.
Yeah.
And we're like, and he's pretty much like, this is normal.
Yeah. Because well, I think like, that I was like, I'm like, we're not dirty people. Like, we're not, you know? And it's just like, literally, it's everybody because of where we live and because of the season right now. You know what was really interesting, though? When we talked to that guy, who's just a joy, by the way, and lives in IB. Maybe he should be our new friend.
We need to plug his pest control business.
Right? Oh, look it up. We can put it on social media.
We need to save it in our phone, too, in case this apartment jacks us around.
Oh my god,
because I'm not fucking around with this
shit. We got receipts. Yeah. But he said, I asked are cockroaches common around this area, and he you know, in a nice way. Yeah, number two bug. What's number one? He didn't tell us. I want to call him back and ask him.
Ants. It has to be.
Oh, probably
those sugar ants. Like we got them back in Oregon. Every summer I'd get sugar ants, it seemed like. But in California, I think it's worse.
You're probably right.
I would assume it could be spiders. It could be black widows.
Oh, Lord. Oh, you want to talk about that?
Nope.
So last night, amongst all of this chaos, so pre today's events where the dishwasher incident, last night we're laying in bed, we're going to sleep, and tell them what you did.
I don't want to.
Tell them what you did.
I don't want to.
Do it.
I took my fingers and ran them up her arm, pretending that my hand was a bug. And I scared the shit out of her, and I feel horrible about it. It's not funny to scare people, and I'm really worried about my karma.
Yeah, you should be. I turned around, and I must have had the fear of God in my eyes. Like, the look on your face, and then you immediately were just like, I'm so sorry. And you just, like, hugged me and held me while I, like, half cried, half laughed, because I was so freaked out. Like, we are a drama queens.
Yeah.
Yikes. Well, anyway.
What happens when you put two ladies in a relationship?
I guess.
You know.
Is this normal?
Oh, yeah.
This level of drama?
Oh, yeah. For lady relationships?
Really?
Yeah. So I think back of when people are like, you know, when I first came out a long time ago, like, are you sure? Like, Karen, you think I'd want to deal with all this all the time?
That's hilarious. Like, yes, I'm sure. I don't know. I kind of find it enjoyable. I mean, I know I'm getting the real deal. Like, I know exactly what you're thinking all the time.
Yeah, I can't hide my feelings.
No. Yeah.
At all.
All right, babes. Let's wrap this sucker up.
Okay. Well, guys, if you have any tips, any stories on roaches, well, maybe not stories. You can keep your stories on roaches.
I think we have to put a warning on this episode, actually.
But, like, maybe, don't worry about the water bugs.
If you have any positive anecdotes that will make us feel better.
Or, I used to have those.
No, they only come in twos.
Yeah. Anything like that is definitely welcomed. Also, I know we were gone for a long time, but our fans are being kind of quiet. It's like crickets. Another bug. Who wants to come on and talk to us? We got Connie in the lineup.
Is this thing on?
Yeah. So hit us up. Who wants to come on and talk to us?
Yeah.
We'd love to have you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Share us. Tell your friends about us. We're back, people.
And we got bugs.
Bye. Bye.